الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Today is the 18th of Dhul Hijjah, 1433, which corresponds to the 3rd of November 2012. It's a Saturday evening here at the IRF. And we'll be discussing something very interesting, actually. Very, very interesting. In regards to zakah. In our last session, which was a few weeks ago prior to the Hajj break, we dealt with some of the secrets of zakah and what is related to that. And a distinction was made between the acts of worship wherein, you have to know the wisdom behind them and others which are just basically a form of submission to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like stoning of the jimar or the jamarat on Hajj. Today we'll be dealing with the following topic. It says, فَصْلٌ فِي دَقَائِقِ الْآدَابِ الْبَاطِنَةِ فِي الزَّكَاتِ. A chapter on the daqa'iq. Now, who can translate daqa'iq for us over here? One opinion says minutes. Yes, wrong. You're right, linguistically, that's one of the meanings of daqa'iq. Daqiqa, huh? But here it means something else. What does it mean here? When you say ma'lumat daqiqa jiddan, diqqa fi diqqa diqqa fi tafsil wa diqqa fi al-ada wa diqqa fi al-daqiq daqa'iq. Diqqa is accuracy. Daqa'iq here means the fine aspects or the intricacies, the intricate. Or the subtle, as in subtle, S-U-B-T-L-E. Daqa'iq al-adab, the minute, the tiny little, accurately depicted, fine adab, etiquettes, al-batina, which are hidden or internal in regards to zakah. Oof, it's a big deal. Zakah is no longer just 2.5%, pay the money. La. We're going to see something beyond that. Beautiful stuff though. He said, اعلم أن على مريد الآخرة في زكاته وظائف. Know that whoever seeks the hereafter in his zakah has a few obligations to deal with. Some homework, in other words. Huh? The one who seeks the akhirah, not only the dunya. الأولى, the first of which, أن يفهم المراد من الزكاة. First you have to understand the purpose behind zakah, the intent and the objective behind zakah. وهو ثلاثة أشياء. And these are three things that are intended behind zakah. ابتلاء مدعي محبة الله تعالى بإخراج محبوبة أو بإخراج محبوبة وعليكم السلام. First and foremost, testing the claimant of the one who loves Allah to bring out what he loves. The one who claims to love Allah, the claimant who loves Allah, the one who claims who loves Allah, he's being tested to also bring out what he loves. What does he love? Can anyone quote ayat from the Quran which support that? Fail. No. La, la, la. Aywa. An evidence about loving money. وتحبون المال حبا جما. Another ayah. Beautiful. Beautiful. I wasn't thinking of that. Jazakallah khair. I was thinking of a simpler one at the end of the Quran in Surah Al. La. Maybe Surah Al Humaza, but a more explicit one, Surah Al Adiyat. وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. خير is money in this ayah. And a human being, in regards to wealth, his love is immense. Subhanallah al-Azim. So he's being tested to give from that which he loves for the one whom he claims he loves. Huh? We love Allah, we love the money. So you're being tested now. Are you going to give up that which you love, the money, for the one who you claim you love? If you cannot give this one for that one, you really don't love Allah. Beautiful. وَالتَّنَزُّهِ عَنْ صِفَةِ الْبُخْلِ الْمُهْلِكِ. So the first objective we mentioned. The second objective or intent behind zakah is to free oneself from the quality of miserliness, which is destructive. The destructive quality of being miserly, stingy. وَشُكْرُ أَوْ شُكْرِ نِعْمَةِ الْمَالِ. And the third one is showing gratefulness in regards to the bounty of wealth. These are the three objectives of zakah. Giving up what you love for the one who you claim you love, freeing yourself from being miserly, and showing appreciation to the bounty of wealth which Allah gave you. These are the three objectives of zakah. The second homework, which the one who pays zakah seeking the hereafter has to bring to mind, al-wazifatu thaniyatu, الإصرار بإخراجها لكونه أبعد من الرياء والسمعة. Seeking secrecy in giving it out, as it is more likely and it is farther in distance from رياء, showing off, and سمعة, reputation. So seeking to do it secretly, as that is means of avoiding falling into seeking showing off, to show off or reputation. وَفِي الْإِظْهَارِ إِذْلَالٌ لِلْفَقِيرِ أَيْضًا. And he's given us another benefit behind secrecy. When you make it apparent and you do it in front of the person, it's actually means of humiliating the poor as well. When you give it to him, like, I'm giving you money, it's like, I'm better than you. Right? I'm the mutazakki, and you are the mutazakki alayh. Therefore, I'm superior to you. So there's a form of humiliation to the faqir when it is done publicly, as opposed to in secret. فَإِنْ خَافَ أَنْ يُتَّهَمَ بِعَدَمِ الْإِخْرَاجِ أَعْطَى مَنْ لَا يُبَالِي مِنَ الْفُقَرَاءِ بِالْأَخْذِ بَيْنَ الْجَمَاعَةِ عَلَانِيَةً وَأَعْطَى غَيْرَهُ سِرًّا. If he's afraid, however, that he will be accused of not paying zakah because he's doing it in such a secret way that the people say, hey, this fulan has so much money, he hasn't paid zakah, then he may give the fuqara among them, those who don't care about this, yani they don't care about this humiliation, he doesn't care, he just takes the money, he may do so publicly, and he will give others in secret. Al-wazifa al-thalitha, the third homework, أَلَّا يُفْسِدَهَا بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. That he does not ruin it through reminders of favors and harm. And the Prophet ﷺ said that there are three kinds of people who will not enter Jannah. In fact, Allah will not speak to them, He will not purify them, and He will not look at them, and He has prepared a severe punishment for them. One of them is the one who swears about his sil'a being the best, his product being the best in the market when it is not. Wallah, this is the best you will find, and he's a liar. I don't know how I came to this. That's actually irrelevant. Al-muhim, al-man wal-adha, is when someone does you a favor and says, did I not do this for you? Do you not remember? I helped you out. I gave you money. I this, I that. You know, so whatever one had done for the sake of Allah, one can easily ruin it by simply reminding the person once about what he had done, which is a calamity. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا رَأَ نَفْسَهُ مُحْسِنَ الْفَقِيرِ مُحْسِنًا إِلَى الْفَقِيرِ مُنْعِمًا بِالْإِعْطَاءِ رُبَّمَا حَصَلَ مِنْهُ ذَلِكَ. And the reason why, because a human being, perhaps if he sees of himself, he sees himself as the one who's the provider of good to this poor person, and he is the one who is bestowing the favor of granting something, this may happen of him, where he will remind. He will remind or will harm the person to whom he's giving. وَلَوْ حَقَّقَ النَّظَرَ لَرَأَ الْفَقِيرَ مُحْسِنًا إِلَيْهِ بِقَبُولِ حَقِّ اللَّهِ الَّذِي هُوَ طُهْرَةٌ لَهُ. Subhanallah. And had he really observed closely, he would have realized that the poor person is the one who has the favor over him, because he is the means through which the right of Allah is being accepted, and that is means of purifying him. So the poor person is doing a favor by giving him Don't tell me. I'm going to come. A lane. An alley? Yeah, there you go. For him to pay the zakah. There's a way for him to get it done. So he's the source of the favor is the poor person. If he wasn't there, this person wouldn't know where to go with the zakah. He can't purify his wealth because he has the money, no one wants it. So that poor person is doing a favor if we were to look closely. وَإِذَا اسْتَحْضَرَ مَعَ ذَلِكَ أَنَّ إِخْرَاجَهُ لِلزَّكَاةِ شُكْرٌ لِنِعْمَةِ الْمَالِ فَلَا يَبْقَى بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْفَقِيرِ مُعَامَلَةٌ. If he also brings to mind during that his taking out of the zakah is means of showing thankfulness to the bounty of wealth, then there's no more a form of transaction between him and the poor person. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَحْتَقِرَ الْفَقِيرَ لِفَقْرِهِ. Nor is it expected of him, or it's not appropriate for him to belittle the poor person because of his poverty. لِأَنَّ الْفَضْلَ لَيْسَ بِالْمَالِ وَلَا النَّقْصِ بِعَدَمِهِ. Because virtue is not in having wealth, nor is lack of virtue in its the absence of wealth. It's irrelevant. الْوَظِيفَةُ الرَّابِعَةُ. The fourth homework that one has to bring to mind. أن يستصغر العطية فإن المستعظم للفعل معجب به. The fourth thing is to belittle that which you're giving, the actual zakah, belittle it. Because the one who magnifies it in his mind, he will be admiring it. He will admire, oh look what this fancy thing I gave. وعليكم السلام. وقد قيل لا يتم المعروف إلا بثلاث بتصغيره وتعجيله وستره. And it was said that معروف, goodness, cannot be fulfilled except with three. First, by minimizing it in your mind, it's not a big deal, nothing major. وتعجيله, hastening to give it out as opposed to delaying it. وستره, concealing it so that it is not publicly done, or done publicly. الوظيفة الخامسة, the fifth homework. أن ينتقي من ماله أحله وأجود من ماله أحله وأجوده وأحبه إليه. لا وأحبه إليه. أن ينتقي من ماله أحله. أن ينتقي من ماله أحله وأجوده وأحبه إليه. والله أعلم. Because now the confusion is this مفعول به therefore منصوب, or does it follow من ماله, so it is مجرور بمن following ماله. على كل حال, the grammar now is a little complicated here. Nevertheless, that the fifth homework is to choose from your wealth the most halal, the most lawful, and wa ajwadahu. What is jawda? High quality. Huh? The finest, in other words, again, the finest. Alaykum salam, welcome. Wa ahabbahu ilayh. The most beloved to you. So you choose the most halal, and the finest, and the most beloved to you. Ouch. أما الحل فإن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. As for why the lawful one, the most lawful, because Allah is good or pure and does not accept that which is good and pure. وأما الأجود, as for the finest, فقد قال الله تعالى ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون. Allah had said in Surah Al-Baqarah, do not aim toward the defective spending of that. Now, from your wealth looking for the defective one, yalla, pay this one out. وَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُلَاحَظَ فِي ذَلِكَ أَمْرَيْنَ. Pay attention to two matters in this regard. أَحَدُهُمَا حَقَّ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالتَّعْظِيمِ لَهُ. The first one is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal by magnifying Him. فَإِنَّهُ أَحَقَّ مَنْ اُخْتِيرَ لَهُ. Because Allah is the most deserving for you to be selective about. Select the best because you've given it to Allah. So it's means of magnifying Allah. وَلَوْ أَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ قَدَّمَ إِلَى ضَيْفِهِ طَعَامًا رَدِيًا لَأَوْغَرَ صَدْرَهُ. If a person were to offer his guest some bad food, then that person will be upset. Well, what is this you're giving me? Some busted food. Give me something nice to eat. وَالثَّانِ حَقَّ نَفْسَهُ. So the first thing to observe, the right of Allah. And the second, your right, حَقَّ النَّفْس. فَإِنَّ الَّذِي يُقَدِّمُهُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَلْقَوْا غَدًا فِي الْقِيَامَةِ. What you put forth now is what you will meet on the day of recompense, on the day of resurrection. So treat yourself well. Put the right investment, because it's an investment for you. So don't be stingy. فَيَنْبَغِ أَنْ يَخْتَارَ الْأَجْوَدِ لِنَفْسِهِ. So choose the finest for yourself. عجيب. As for the most beloved to you, so first the pure, the most halal, then the finest, and now the most beloved. وَأَمَّا أَحَبَّهُ إِلَيْهِ فَقْلِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَ لَنْ تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Some of you quoted the ayah earlier. You shall not, or you will never attain righteousness until you spend of that which you love. حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Now listen to some of the Salaf and see where we stand in this regard. وكان ابن عمر وكان ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما إذا اشتد حبه لشيء من ماله قربه لله عز وجل. Ibn Umar was of such that whenever he would love something dearly, he will give it away for the sake of Allah, seeking nearness to Allah. وروي أنه نزل الجحفة وهو شاك. It was narrated that he stopped at Juhfa. At Juhfa. وهو شاك. الله أعلم what they mean by that. فقال إني لأشتهي حيتانا. He said, I desire fish. حوت is usually referred to the whale. Huh? فالتقمه الحوت وهو مليم. فالتمسوا له فلم يجدوا إلا حوتا. So they went fetching and they finally found one, only one. فأخذته امرأته فصنعته ثم قربته إليه. So his wife took it and cooked it and went through this long hassle and finally she gave it to him. فأتى مسكين. So either he went to a مسكين or a مسكين came to him. It depends if فأتى مسكين أو فأتى مسكينا. صح. فقال ابن عمر رضي الله عنه خذه. ابن عمر said take it. فقال له أهله سبحان الله قد عنيتنا ومعنا زاد نعطيه. They said, Subhanallah, you troubled us and we have some other food we can give him. يعني, if you want bread, we got something. We went through this long hassle for the fish and now you give him the fish. قال إن عبد الله يحبه. Abdullah speaking himself, Abdullah ibn Umar, he loves it. So he wants to give away that which he loves. How about us today? No comments. Huh? We can actually crack jokes on ourselves because we know how bad it gets when it comes to this area. So, you know, we'll have a pizza. And you know, you'll be choosing the best slice. Like, forget about everybody else, man. Where's this? Is this the cheesiest one? Shh, take it. Yeah, and even a slice of pizza at the end all taste the same. Yeah, and this one may taste a little cheesier. We'd be fighting over the cheesiest one. And I say, the brother, man, I love this cheese, you know, more. So here, you take it. I'll take the less cheesy one. No way. This is a slice of pizza. We're eating from the same pizza. So that example, I think, does the job for the rest of the examples which I can give. Wallahu al-musta'an. وروي أن سائلا وقف بباب الربيع بن خيثم رحمه الله رحمة الله عليه فقال أطعموه سكرا. It was narrated also that a beggar stopped at the door of الربيع بن خيثم. So الربيع بن خيثم رحمه الله said, feed him some sugar, give him some sugar. فقالوا نطعمه خبزا أنفع له. We give him some bread, it is more beneficial for him than sugar. ويحكم قال ويحكم أطعموه سكرا. He said, woe to you, I said feed him sugar. فَإِنَّ الرَّبِيعَ يُحِبُّ السُّكَّرِ. Rabi'a himself, I love sugar, so give him sugar. Huh? Even though the man may need bread more, but he loves sugar, give him sugar. Same mentality. The sixth homework, الْوَظِيفَةُ السَّادِسَةُ أَنْ يَطْلُبَ لِصَدَقَتِهِ مَنْ تَزْكُو بِهِ. Very, very, very critical point. وَهُمْ خُصُوصٌ مِنْ عُمُومِ الْأَصْنَافِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ وَلَهُمْ صِفَاتٍ. Seeking in the sadaqah a person with whom the sadaqah will grow. The zakah will grow, will prosper. And they are actually specific kinds of people among the eight which Allah has categorized in the Quran. Allah mentioned eight in the Quran who are recipients of zakah. From these eight categories, there are specific kind of people who have qualities. Who are they? The first quality they should have, the one you fetch for to give zakah. Al-ula at-taqwa. Look for someone who has taqwa. فَلْيُخِصَّ بِصَدَقَتِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Specifically aim for the muttaqin in your sadaqah. فَإِنَّهُ يُرَدُّ بِهَا هِمَمُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Why? Because instead of him being preoccupied with something, you give him money, so now he's back focusing on Allah Azza wa Jal. So the distracting matters of the dunya, you suffice them. So he can go back to his engagement in ibadah. وَقَدْ كَانَ عَامِرُ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنُ الزُّبَيْرِ يَتَخَيَّرُ الْعِبَادَ وَهُمْ سُجُودٍ. Listen to this now. Listen to this. عَامِرُ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بْنُ الزُّبَيْرِ used to go select the people who, with whom he would give zakah while they are making sujood. Huh? Of course, their sujood wasn't like ours, also 5 seconds. Otherwise, that wouldn't work. Has to be a long sujood for this plan to be effective. We get that from that. فَيَأْتِيهِمْ بِالصُّرَّ فِيهَا الدَّنَانِينَ وَالدَّرَاهِمِ. He brings to them like a big container. Surra is like whatever you want to call it. Which has dananir and dirahim, fulus. Huh? A lot of fulus. You can just imagine 500 riyal bills. Allah knows how many. فَيَضَعَهَا عِنْدَ نِعَالِهِمْ بِحَيْثُ يَحِسُّونَ بِهَا وَلَا يَشْعُرُونَ بِمَكَانِهِ. He will place it near their shoes, their feet, where their feet are, so that they may feel that there's something, but they do not know who, they cannot feel him. They don't know who he is. They just know somebody put something at their feet, so they feel something. فَقِيلَ لَهُ مَا يَمْنَعَكَ أَن تُرْسِلَ بِهَا إِلَيْهِمْ. It was said to him, what prevents you from just sending it to them in a regular, ordinary fashion, like everybody else? فيقول أكره أن يتمعر وجه أحدهم إذا نظر إلى رسولي أو لقيني. He says, I hate that one of them would have his facial expressions change upon seeing me or seeing my messenger. Because there's a form of humiliation or embarrassment to the one who's receiving. So he wants to save him even that. Just while he's making sujood, give him and go. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. الثانية العلم. After you look for the people of taqwa, huh? You look for someone who has taqwa and ilm, knowledge. فإن في إعطاء العالم إعانة على العلم ونشر الدين وذلك تقوية للشريعة. Because in giving the scholar, in giving the knowledgeable person, there's means of aiding upon knowledge and the spread of the religious teachings. And therefore this becomes a service for the strengthening of the legislation of Islam. الثالثة أن يكون ممن يرى الإنعام من الله وحده أو وحده. Look for someone who is of the kind who believes or has this aqidah that the favors are strictly from Allah alone. Huh? Someone who has strong aqidah that it's all from Allah Azza wa Jal. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتُ إِلَى الْأَسْبَابِ إِلَّا بِقَدَرِ مَا نُدِبَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ شُكْرِهَا. He does not really pay attention to the means except what has been recommended as means of showing appreciation. يعني the means only the person zakallah khair. As we mentioned the khutbah yesterday for those who came. فَأَمَّا الَّذِي عَادَتُهُ الْمَدْحُ عِنْدَ الْعَطَاءِ فَإِنَّهُ سَيَذُمُّ عِنْدَ الْمَنَعِ. The one who's in the habit of praising you when you give him is the same kind who will criticize you when you withhold. Huh? If he always praises you when you give him, then he's the same kind of person who will criticize you when you withhold from giving him any. So don't look for this kind of person. Look for someone who knows this from Allah. Zakallah khair, that's it. He doesn't give you a long lecture. Huh? We're talking about zakah. It doesn't mean that when someone gives you a gift, say, Zakallah khair. As if, يعني, mashallah, يعني, لا, I'm happy. If somebody gave you a gift, you may say all kinds of words of appreciation. Just so no one will misunderstand me. Huh? Because somebody would whoop you after you give you a gift. Says the gift, say, give me the gift back, man. I don't want to give you nothing. Who do you think you are, barakallah fiqh? So just don't misunderstand what I'm saying, huh? Tayyib. الرابعة أن يكون صائنا لفقره وساترا لحاجته كاتما للشكوى. Three qualities this poor person should have. He should be one who protects his poverty from being displayed. And he's not out there like beggars, you know, even the masajid. ساترا لحاجته is also trying to hold and cover up his need, his serious need. كاتما للشكوى does not complain. Huh? He silences. He suppresses his own complaints. كما قال تعالى يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف. The rich person will presume these poor people to be rich. The jahil, afwan, the not knowing person, not the ignorant here, the ignorant of their condition, will think that they are rich because they don't ask. This is how good they are in concealing their fault. Do you think, oh mashallah, Fulan, mia mia, even though Fulan is suffering. But Fulan is not out there, ya Allah, Allah, that doesn't have this kind of quality. He's trying to hide his fault. This is the person you go for. Now, and here's the point now. وَهَٰؤُلَاءِ لَا يَحْصُلُونَ فِي شَبَكَةِ الطَّالِبِ إِلَّا بَعْدَ الْبَحْثِ عَنْهُمْ. These ones, they will not just come to you without you fetching for them. Difficult to find these people. That's why you have to look for the people to give zakah. Not the average Joe deserves you zakah. Huh? وَسُؤَالِ أَهْلِ كُلِّ مَحَلَّةٍ عَمَّنْ هَذِي صِفَةٌ. And you ask the people who are familiar with them about the condition of, or each one of these conditions or qualities. الْخَامِسَ أَنْ يَكُونَ ذَا عَائِلَ أَوْ مَحْبُوسًا لِمَرَضٍ أَوْ دَيْنٍ فَهَذَا مِنَ الْمُحْصَرِينَ وَالتَّصَدُّقْ عَلَيْهِ إِطْلَاقًا لِحَصْرِهِ. Fifthly, you should look for someone who has a family, or someone who has been imprisoned because of some sickness or some debt. So then he becomes among those who has been surrounded, who have been surrounded. So you give him sadaqah as means of freeing him from this, freeing him from his debt, freeing him from his sickness. Now he can get treatment, seek treatment, and get himself back on his feet. The sadisa and the last one, the sixth and the last one, أن يكون من الأقارب وذوي الأرحام. يعني from among all these human beings, who do you look for first? Who do you look for first, Ya Muhammad? Relatives and dhawil arham, your kin, your kinship ties, your kin. You, before you go for the strangers, how many of us do that? It doesn't even cross our mind. We're always looking for, you know, all these different strangers, and we have family members. They don't have to be your brother, sister, close, but in your family circle, are you going to tell me we don't have poor people? We do, and they are more deserving than others. And you will get more reward than if you were to give it to a stranger. Why? Because you're keeping the kinship ties, you're strengthening actually the kinship ties, and you're giving your zakah, which you're supposed to give anyways. Very important point we have to be aware of. Subhanallah. فَإِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَدَقَةٌ وَصِلَةٌ. Because giving charity to them is a form of charity and sila, connection. وكل من جمع من هذه الخلال خلتين او اكثر كان اعطاه افضل على قدر ما جمع. And the more you the more a person has of these qualities, like two or more, the more, the better for you is to give. يعني we mentioned how many, six qualities. If you find someone has 4 out of 6, mia mia. 5 out of 6, mashallah. 6 out of 6, Allahu Akbar. 1 out of 6, mashi al-hal. But 0 out of 6, we have a problem. Huh? We're not really looking. We're not doing any homework. We just want to get rid of the money just to get it over with. We're not really looking for the people who would benefit the most from the money. Huh? Where are we at? Aywa. Faslun fi adabi al-qabid. A chapter on the etiquettes of the qabid. Who's the qabid? What is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ? That there will come a time where the one who holds his deen, kalqabid al-jamri, or al-jamri. Hey. Huh? Qabid. The one who holds or grabs or takes. Al-qabid here, the recipient, the receiver, the taker, as the brother said, the one who gets. Does he have etiquettes? Yes. We're dealing with some of the things pertaining to the payer, the one who's paying. Now we're dealing with the one who receives. Assuming it's one of us, how do we behave? What do we look after? What should we keep in mind? لَابُدَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَخِذَ الزَّكَاةِ مِنَ الْأَصْنَافِ الثَّمَانِيَةِ. First and foremost, he has to be of the 8, which Allah Azza wa Jal had enumerated. Huh? Does anybody know them? فُقَرَاء وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَالْعَمِينَ عَلَيْهِ. Who are the عَمِينَ عَلَيْهَا? The workers who collect it, the people that are hired to collect zakah, they get some of it. Wait. Those whose hearts are inclined towards Islam, so we can gain them, give them some fulus, and let them come to Islam. Many people don't know this. So they complain, they say, yeah, you know, all these different people become Muslim for money. Fine, no issue. We will give him some money. If this money is going to bring him to Islam, let it. Let it, because Allah had made these people a category who receive zakah. Whatever the means. And the Prophet ﷺ, what did he do to the man who kept asking him? He kept asking him and he told him, take this whole valley. So he went back to his people and said, Ya Qawm Aslimu, O people, embrace Islam. Verily Muhammad gives like someone who doesn't fear poverty. I mean, he's giving in wild amounts of money. So that was means for him to become a Muslim. No, and he went to give da'wah. Come become a Muslim because you're going to get. They fight. If Allah will save him from Jahannam with that, let it be. Once he becomes a Muslim, he will understand. Allah will guide him through Islam if Allah has that intended for them. No issue in that. مُؤَلَّفْتِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ طَبَ الرِّقَابِ
Like the war prisoners?
Huh?
The person who's indebted.
طيب وفي الرقاب كمل. الغارمين is the one who has some debt. الرقاب is the emancipation.
Yes.
Those who want to emancipate themselves. The slave who wants to emancipate himself. فقو رقبة. أيوة. And وفي سبيل الله in the cause of Allah with jihad and what is related to that. وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ the traveler, the one who's been cut off from his hometown and so on and so forth. These are the eight categories of people mentioned in Surah Tawbah or Al-Anfal. Tawbah. نعم. طيب. The Shaykh said, وَعَلَيْهِ فِي ذَلِكَ وَظَائِفِ. You have also a few homework. الوظيفة الأولى أن يفهم أن الله تعالى إنما أوجب صرف الزكاة إليه ليكفيه ما أهمه ويجعل همه هما واحدا في طلب رضا الله عز وجل. He should understand that Allah had made zakah obligatory to be given to him so that he may suffice him his concern. So now he should make his only concern, a single concern, seeking the pleasure of Allah عز وجل. Don't worry about money. Allah has made sure that some Muslim will give you your money, will take care of you through his zakah. Now you go and do what is pleasing to Allah. Don't steal, don't rob, don't cheat. Don't worry about it. You'll be paid for, but do what Allah is pleased with. الوظيفة الثانية أن يشكر المعطي ويدعو له ويثني عليه. To thank the giver and to make dua for him and to praise him. وليكن ذلك بمقدار شكر السبب. But that should be in a moderate fashion as per the means. يعني the means, a person is simply a means. Don't praise him as if he is Allah, the one who's giving you. Huh? Praise him according as per him being a tool which Allah Azza wa Jalla has used. The same way, you know, your alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. The same way someone may give you something through a bank. Your salary comes through a bank, for example. You don't go to the bank and say, Wallah, jazakum Allah khair. Wallah, I appreciate every riyal you gave me. I say, we didn't give you anything, man. Go speak to your mudir. So if you go sit there for half an hour at the bank, you know, giving a lecture to the mudir of the bank that you appreciate everything, say you're over-exaggerating because we're just doing our job, okay? Yes, we gave you the money, but it's not our money. Who do you go and praise? Your mudir, the one who actually wrote, you know, the salary, the one who's giving you the salary. So don't overpraise the tool. That's what the Shaykh is saying. Then remember that this person is sabab. So yeah, you thank him and you praise him according. But keep in mind he's only a means. Don't go overboard in praising him. You all like that example, huh? Don't try it. الوظيفة نعم. فإن من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. Subhanallah, we were dealing with this hadith yesterday in the khutbah. Huh? The one who doesn't thank people has not really thanked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. كما ورد في الحديث. نعم. Go back to yesterday's khutbah on the website and you'll see what it's about. ومن تمام الشكر أن لا يحتقر العطاء وإن قل ولا يذمه ويعطي ما فيه من عيب أو ويغطي ما فيه من عيب. And from among the perfection in showing thankfulness is that you do not belittle that which you're given, even if it's small in number, nor do you criticize it, and try to hide any faults or defects it may have. وَكَمَا أَنَّ وَظِيفَةَ الْمُعْطِ الْإِسْتِصْغَارِ فَوَظِيفَةَ الْمُعْطَى الْإِسْتِعْظَامِ. Fantastic. The same way it's the job of the giver to belittle what he's giving. Oh, this is a small thing. The job of the receiver is to magnify what he's receiving. It's the opposite. He gave you 5 riyals or 10 riyals or whatever, 100 riyals. Mashallah. The one giving, big deal. I'm only giving 100 riyals. Wallah, that's nothing. The one receiving, he should not also say, only 100 riyals? Come on, man. Give me some more. Say, hey. And this has happened before. Happened to me at least. Some, you know, we bought some food from one of this Turkish restaurant, nice restaurant. And I have the food, it's still yummy. Yani, I want to go home and eat it. And this beggar came after me. And as much as I love the food, I said, here's the food. He said, no, give me money. He said, le. And if you're a miskin, you gonna what? Have you ever seen a miskin, yani, in a VIP miskin? Say, wallah, only 5 stars. Anything lesser than that, I don't accept. But you're not a miskin anymore. Because I want this food. If I want this food, I would eat it. How are you sitting there now being selective about food? It's food, halal, eat it. So no, I only want money. Same thing happened in Ramadan. For Zakat al-Fitr, I gave a khutbah in Arabic. And after the khutbah, a guy came and said, wallah, I'm this, I have so many kids, and wallah, we're dying from hunger and everything, subhanallah. And I had in my trunk all of the zakat al-fitr for me and for my family. I said, fursa. He said, come with me, akhi, ma fi mushkila. He's walking with me. I couldn't believe it, wallah, until now. He walked with me until I opened the trunk. Opened the trunk, food, ya sheikh. Rice, spaghetti, macaroni, you name it. He said, no, no, no. I said, what do you mean, no, no, no? You're hungry and your kids? He said, no, money. I said, what is this, man? What kind of poor person are you? I would take this home and cook it for a whole month and enjoy it. And you're sitting there telling me, wallah, you don't need it, he only wants money. And that tells you that some of these people are, a'udhu billahi, yani, actors. They're actors, man. Con artists, I don't know what's up. The miskin is not selective, huh? The miskin will appreciate anything you give him. So that's his job, is to appreciate that. وكل ذلك لا يناقض رؤية النعمة من الله عز وجل. All this does not negate that you're observing the bounty of Allah عز وجل. فإن من لا يرى الواسطة واسطة فهو جاهل. The one who does not recognize the connection, the link as a link, is an ignorant person. Yeah, and you cannot disregard your manager altogether and say, والله my risk is from Allah. And everything you tell me to do, I'm not going to do it, and my risk is from Allah. I will still find the money in my account. No, you will not. Now you try that, huh? Try that a couple of times and see where you're going to find. Ma, you have to identify this person as a tool that Allah used. Yes, the risk is from Allah, but you cannot totally ignore and disregard the means which Allah used. فَهُوَ جَاهِلُ وَإِنَّمَا الْمُنْكِرُ أَنْ يَرَى الْوَاسِطَةَ أَصْلًا إِنَّمَا الْمُنْكَرُ أَنْ يَرَى الْوَاسِطَةَ أَصْلًا. What is abhorrent is that you see that link as the source, the ultimate source, and you forget about Allah عز وجل. أي الوظيفة الثالثة أن ينظر فيما يعطاه. The third job or homework of the recipient, let him observe closely what has been given to him. فإن لم يكن من حل لم يأخذه أصلا. If it is not from a lawful source, not halal, don't even take it. لأن إخراج مال الغير ليس بزكاة. Because taking out this kind of wealth is not even zakah. فإن كان غارما عفوا وإن كان من شبهة تورع عنه. And if he's doubtful, mallah, this guy works, he has a couple of businesses, one of them is selling cigarettes and the other one is selling, you know, tomatoes, and there's a doubt as to the source of the money, then the better is to avoid it. إلا أن يضيق عليه الأمر. Unless he's in a dire need, he's really needy, huh? Cannot really let go, let this one go. فَمَنْ كَانَ أَكْثَرَ كَسْبُهُ حَرَامًا فَأَخْرَجَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ لِمَا أَخْرَجَهُ مَالِكٌ مُعَيَّنْ كَانَتْ الْفَتْوَى فِي أَنْ يَتَصَدَّقْ بِهِ. So whoever his wealth is mostly haram, most of his wealth is from a haram source, and he give out the zakah, and he does not know, he does not have a particular recipient, a particular owner in mind, then the fatwa in regards to that is that you give it in charity. The one who receives it, gives it in charity. فَيَجُوزُ لِهَذَا الْفَقِيرَ أَنْ يَأْخُذَ قَدْرَ حَاجَتِهِ عَنْ دِيقِ الْأَمَرْ عَلَيْهِ وَعَجْزِهِ عَنُ الصَّافِي. So it is permissible for that person then to receive, to take as much as he needs to fulfill his need, and because he's unable to, he has no means to get something that is totally pure. No means to get something totally pure. That's the only thing left. This person with this mixed wealth. Take as much as you need. الوظيفة الرابعة أن يتوقع مواقع الشبه في قدر ما يأخذ. To avoid the areas of doubt in regards to the amount or the quantity which you take. فيأخذ القدر المباح له ولا يأخذ أكثر من حاجته. Take what is on, he should take only what is what will suffice him, and he should not take more than what he needs. فإن كان غارما لم يزد على مقدار الدين. If he's a غارم, that's a غارم now. If he's in debt, then he should not ask or take more than what would fulfill his debt. He owes 2,000 riyals. Give me 2,000 riyals. Give me 2,500. I'll pay 2,500. I'll go, you know, to the water park with it, with the kids. Doesn't work that way. أو غازيا لم يأخذ إلا مقدار ما يحتاج إليه. يحتاج إليه. Or if he's a غازيان, he's about to يعني fight in the cause of Allah عز وجل. غزو is like a form of attack and or conquering, if we may say. Then he only takes that which will suffice him for him to fulfill that need. وإن أخذ بالمسكنة أخذ قدر حاجته دون ما يستغني عن. And if he has been withheld from being able to work because of مسكنة, being a miskeen, because of inability, then he should take whatever will suffice him from asking from others. وكل ذلك موكول إلى اجتهاده. All this, it depends on his own analysis, his own effort to look at the situation and know what he needs and what he doesn't need. والورع ترك ما يريب. And the bottom line is, ورع is avoiding that which is doubtful. So anything that is doubtful, avoid it, unless you have a major need. واختلف العلماء في قدر الغنى المانع من الزكاة. The scholars have differed in regards to how poor, they use here how rich you are, so that you become in no need of zakah, that prevents you from being a recipient of zakah, which means the poverty here. Yani, where do you know that this person deserves zakah or not? How much money? Does he have to be meh, zero? Or could he have some income? Or could he have some money? How do we know? There's a difference among the scholars. وَالصَّحِيحُ فِيهَا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ كِفَايَةً عَلَى الدَّوَامِ. The correct opinion is that he can have something which suffices him on regular basis. إِمَّا مِنْ تِجَارَةً, either from some trade, أو صناعة, or some manufacturing, أو أجر عقار, or because of rent which he's receiving, أو غير ذلك, or something other than that. وإن كان له بعض الكفاية أخذ ما يتممه. If he only has some of what will suffice him, then he can take from zakah what will fulfill his suffice him completely, because these may be not a complete source of income. يعني somebody may have a house and he's renting out the house for X amount of money, but that money does not suffice for him to pay for his own food and drink with his family and kids. So even though he has a source of income, he may be selling some items, or he may have some business, small business, but that business is not enough for him to stand on his feet and be sufficient. He still needs more to pay his own rent. He still needs more to pay for his food and so on and so forth. So he takes what will fulfill that need of his. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ أَخَذَ مَا يَكْفِيهِ. نعم. Or if he doesn't have any of that, then he will take whatever will suffice him. وَلْيَكُنْ مَا يَأْخُذُهُ بِقَدْرِ مَا يَكْفِي سَنَتَهُ وَلَا يَزِيدُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Now that's another important point. Let what he takes be that which will suffice him for his year, a whole year, and he should not take more than that. وَإِنَّمَا اعْتُبِرَ بِالسَّنَةِ. And the reason why a whole year was taken into consideration, لِأَنَّ إِذَا ذَهَبَ جَاءَ وَقْتُ الْأَخْذِ. Because when the year goes by, then it's time for him to receive again, because zakah is done annually. وَإِنْ لَمْ نعم وَإِذَا أَخَذَ الْأَكْثَرَ مِنْهَا ضَيَّقَ عَلَى الْفُقَرَاءِ. And if he takes more than that, he will make it more difficult upon the other poor people. So this is the system which is not really implemented very well nowadays. But in Islam, from Baytul Mal, the place where the wealth is held, the miskeen should be given zakah for a whole year. From Baytul Mal, which could be accumulation of 5-6 different people's zakah to one person, so that he's done for a whole year. So if that were to be implemented, that's why at the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, or rahimahullah, there were no poor people. No poor people. None. Because everybody was paying zakah, and all the poor were receiving their zakah completely. Khalas. If somebody gives you right now money to fulfill your need for a whole year, in this day and time, for your rent, let's say you need on monthly basis 4,000 riyals to survive, between rent and food and batik and all this, and you only make 2,000. Of course, don't spend a lot of money on batikh. And then someone gives you 2,000 for 2 months, for each month. How much is he going to give you for the whole year? 12,000. You make 4,000. You need 4,000. You're making two of them. You still need two. So he will give you 2,000 for each month in a whole year. Still 24, huh? 12. 24, yes, Sheikh. Wallah, I confuse myself and I confuse it with me. We need a calculator, huh? What happened here, man? Yeah, 24. Hey, that's a lot of money. Imagine if someone gets 24,000 riyals. Of course, now one of us, what would he do now? He'll go buy a car, huh? Go buy a car, say Allah, ba'deen, inshallah, I'll worry about it. Ma fi mushkila. Allah, hello, maji. Yeah, boy, this money is for you to eat for a whole year. Say, I buy the car and I'll sell it for, you know, a higher price and make money. He buys it, he crashes the next day, all the money's gone, down the drain. So, we have issues, man. We need to fix them soon. Ala kulli hal, I think that is sufficient, inshallah. Because in the next chapter, we'll be dealing with another important subject matter, which is the concept of sadaqah, the tatawwa', the voluntary charity. Because we were dealing right now with obligatory, like zakah. But how do we deal with sadaqah in general, and what are the etiquettes, and some of the fantastic examples from the Salaf al-Salih, from the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, Atba' Tabi'een, we'll be quoting them, inshallah, before we jump on to the chapter of fasting. The secrets of fasting and things pertaining to that. Wa sallallahu sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Now we have a very important...